الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we come to our actual subject, as a reminder first for myself, for all of us, that today is the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah make it that throughout our lives we very ardently look forward to the day of Jumu'ah. And when Thursday Maghrib, from before that already, we should now be feeling that excitement and happiness that the day of Jumu'ah is dawning upon us, is coming upon us. Just like any other event, we all feel happy, whether it's a person getting married or any other thing, then a person looks forward and he's preparing for it. Like that, for a mu'min, we should look very much forward to the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is the best day in which the sun rises, the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Jumu'ah is an Eid, more greater than the other two Eids also. And yet, there is a lot of wisdom that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has wrapped up. That as for the other two Eids, everyone looks forward to it. There is excitement for it. More than that, it must be for every Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is a great day. And one special ibadat of the, and also with regard to Jumu'ah, if we can try and take out that it is Friday. Friday, then it is just a day, like Tuesday, Saturday. But if it is Jumu'ah, it comes with its connotation, that it is a great day, it is Jumu'ah. And we should try and ingrain this in the family also, that all of them, that they look forward to the day of Jumu'ah. Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a very great wali of Allah, great alim. He said that your children, if you are not giving them some spending money, give them on Jumu'ah. And if you are giving them, give them something more on Jumu'ah. Because everyone likes money. The day the money is, you're going to get your money, you look forward to that day. He said that prepare your best meal of the week for Jumu'ah. Everyone likes food also. And the day you're going to get your best food, you're going to look forward to it. And he says, give your children the proper bath of the week, not a Saturday, Sunday, but for Jumu'ah. And put the best clothes according to Shariat on for them for Jumu'ah. Everyone likes to be clean, fresh, and wearing the best clothes. Do that for Jumu'ah. So in a very beautiful way, he highlighted in a simple way how we can create the environment of Jumu'ah in the home. And everyone looks forward to it. So Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq, inshallah. Then with the Jumu'ah, there is a great ibadat, a special ibadat, and that is Salawat ala Nabi Durood Sharif. As Durood Sharif is a very special ibadat of Medina Sharif also. When we go, Allah take us over and over, and then to read as much as possible Durood Sharif. And even like that, we should read every day. And Jumu'ah, we should read even more. It comes in a Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala fulfills 100 of his needs. 30 of this dunya and 70 of the akhirat. Dunya is small, so 30. And real needs we all will have, which we don't think of. We just think of our needs, necessities of this dunya. I must get this work done, I must get that job, I must buy this house. We don't think about akhirat. But that is the place where we, our greatest needs are in the akhirat. So Allah will fulfill 30 of our needs of this dunya, 70 of the akhirat. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will raise that person with the shuhada, the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. To become a shaheed is not an easy thing. You have to be on the battlefield There are gunshots going, bombs are falling, mortars are exploding. Your wife becomes a widow, your children become orphans. But just sitting in the comfort like we are sitting here, no pressure whatsoever. Weather is nice, we are comfortable. And to read 100 times Durood Sharif, if we read the shortest Durood, which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum commonly read, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or which comes in the Hadith Sharif, Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. It's only 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes it takes. For such great, great benefits, how can't we take out 2 minutes? Make sure that on a daily basis, we read our Durood Sharif. So a person will be raised with the Shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala writes himself personally on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar. That this person is free of hypocrisy. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, all this hypocritical conditions of ours will go out of us. And hypocrisy is one of the most dirtiest, ugliest, filthiest things. To be a two-faced person. The hadith defines it that a person goes to some people with one face and he goes to other people with another face. He's not the same person. When he's with this people, he's like them. And when he's with this people, he's like them. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. He's not with these also, he's not with those also. That is a munafiq, a two-faced person. A person who is very sweet to you on your face. But behind your back, he stabs you in the back. He speaks bad about you. He plots against you. Whether it is wife and husband also. If any one of them are very sweet to one another superficially. But at the back, they're having other affairs also. They're doing other things. When a person comes to know, he becomes most angry. So, with Allah Ta'ala. If a person is having two faces with Allah. And when we are like in Ramadan, we are go for Umrah, we go in Jamaat, very pious. And when other condition, then we again become like the kuffar. We dress like them. We act like them. We do what they do. When it is sports, cricket, soccer, we in the forefront. When it is now etikaf, we also in the forefront. Two-faced. This is by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will take this out of a person. And then he will be one only, that only for Allah. So what, and the punishment for hypocrisy, the Quran Sharif, many places, many places. Surahs have been devoted, Surah Munafiqun. But Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. The lowest pit. And that is explained that they will be in coffins of iron. And those irons will have burned red hot. And usually like if a person has a pain, Allah save us all. You have a stomach pain, you hold your stomach, you bend forward, you turn this way, sort of making yourself feel you are a bit relieved from it. But there you won't be able to do those outward actions. Just lying. And in that red hot coffin. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, we all will get saved. And we must be, don't take it for granted, I'm not a munafiq. It comes to ulama, right? A person who feels I'm not a munafiq, he is a munafiq. And a person who fears I'm a munafiq, that person will be free from it. Had Ibn Mulaika, one great tabi, he says, I met 30 sahaba radiallahu anhum. And each one of them feared hypocrisy on themselves. So we should be afraid, and be afraid of that punishment also. And yeah, the barakat and the great love Allah has for Durood Sharif, we can get freed from it, just by reading it 100 times. And Allah Ta'ala writes on the forehead of the person, Bara'atum minan nar. He'll be freed from the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam also is no small thing. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. They will have clouds of fire on top of them and under them. They will be sandwiched in fire. Yeah, can we even tolerate the flame of a matchstick, a cigarette lighter? Can we tolerate a fly buzzing around our ear, a mosquito bite, and if it's a wasp and a snake bite, and all that in Jahannam, all of those things? Where will we be, a person? Like we have a sandwich, we have a burger, that on top of it is a bun, and bottom the bun, in between is the meat, the pie, or the whatever, the salads and everything. Like that we will be sandwiched in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us all. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, a person will be completely freed from the fire of Jahannam also. So we should make it our wazifa, very strong wazifa. A person who has the least bit of fortunateness written in his taqdeer, he will be reading a lot of the Durood Sharif. And a person who hasn't got Durood in his life, and each one ask us, today is Jumu'ah, did I read Durood Sharif? Have I got Durood Sharif in my life? A mu'min, and who has got the least bit of loyalty, of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who appreciates, and who has the understanding of saying thank you, jazakallah, he'll be reading a lot of Durood Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq. One great bonanza, great gift of Durood Sharif also is that as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood on Nabi alayhi salam is 100% accepted. Great ulama discussed this masala at great length with all the proofs and the counter-proofs and all. The conclusion and summary they write, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi in his famous Fatawa Shamiya kitab also writes that Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. We made namazes, we made last night Fajr, we're going to make Jummah. We don't know if it's accepted. We all hope, and Allah's mercy is very great. We fully hope that it will be accepted, but we got no guarantee. But Durood Sharif, there is no doubt. And not only Durood Sharif is accepted, on what Durood is read, that Amal is also accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that read Durood Sharif with your du'as at the beginning, at the end, and read in the middle also. That du'a will definitely be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Durood Sharif will take it to acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, our wuzu is not complete till we haven't read Durood Sharif. In between our wuzu, we should read Durood Sharif. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, and this is also very important, that whatever majlis gathering we have, even at home, family, social gathering, religious gathering, we are such that even our religious gathering, we don't read Durood Sharif. And a gathering in which there was no Durood will be a source of sorrow and grief in Jannat also. On the day of Qiyamah also, in Jannat also. If any gathering, just read one time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In all our gatherings, make sure we read. We have big mashuras also, but no Durood Sharif. Whether it's for the Darulum, for the Tabligh Jamaat, for the Ijtima, for Khanka, we have big mashuras, but we don't read one time. We don't think of Durood Sharif also. So we should try and read Durood Sharif everywhere. It's there are great, great barakat of it. And then on the day of every day 100 and Jummah, try and increase it. Ulama have written the minimum of reading excessively, reading abundantly Durood is 300 times. So for a start, if we read 100 every day and 300 on Jummah, and we try and come to 300 every day, and for Jumu'ah, 500 to 1,000 at least. And how much more? There is no limit to it. As much as we can, we should try and read Durood Sharif. Then we should try and read also the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, which is famous, all know, about the middle of the 15th Supara it starts, and ends about the first quarter of the 16th. Read the first 10 ayats every morning, and the last 10 ayats every night. By the barakat of that, and that takes less than a minute to read the 10 ayahs. Just about a page, and a page takes about 40 seconds for an average person to read. So easily we can manage that also. And if we read that, then we will be saved by the fitness of Dajjal. The Dajjal is still to come and his fitnas are very severe and very terrible. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, when Dajjal will come, men will have to chain their woman. Then only will they get saved. Otherwise, the attraction, the magnetic force will be so strong, women won't be able to keep themselves back. And the reality of the matter is that Dajjal hasn't come still. And forget the woman, men can't keep them, control themselves. One good friend, when I spoke about sports, he told me what you said is 100% true, the evil, the harm. But he says, we just can't stay away from it. We are just bent on it. We are with sports, we die for our sports. So now the man can't stay away from when the Dajjal is still going to come. How many of us, our sports, our commentary, just knowing at least what the score is, who won, who lost, it's ingrained in us. And by reading this, you yourself will be surprised. The hatred which is required for kuffar sports, Allah will put it in your heart. For the dressing and the ways of the kuffar, love of dunya, by reading this, about a minute a morning, minute at night, Allah will remove and Allah will put the true values which are true values. Allah will put, we will love namaz. At the moment, namaz we are like force. To read two rakats, nafil namaz is like carrying a mountain. We just can't get down to reading two rakats of nafil namaz. To read little bit tasbih, which takes a minute, durood sharif, third kalima, first kalima, we find it impossible. Yes, to take a novel and read, a whole night we are awake when we'll read the novel. That we don't find any difference. Just read this and see. And on Jummah, try and read the whole surah. And if you can read the whole surah every day, mashallah, very, very good. Then one other amal, read every Jummah after Jummah namaz while sitting here or while going home, going to our shop. Just 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. 100 times, it takes about a minute and a half. And Allah will forgive 100,000 of our sins and 24,000 sins of our parents. So try and read that also, inshallah. So Durood Sharif has got great value. The day of Jumu'ah is also very valuable. Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah Ali, a very great scholar and a great wali of Allah. He says that the most virtues that have come in a hadith, for a hadith in which there is no, usually all hadith of virtues, they just say it's a weak hadith and we just try and get away, we don't make amal on it. But a hadith which is absolutely strong, and also what we say is a weak hadith, is not the hadith is weak. It is the chain of narrators, one narrator, perhaps he is a weak narrator, he's some habit or some doubt they had on him, because of that what we say there is a weak hadith. The hadith is not weak. In the chain of narrators, one narrator, something of his was perhaps not so correct. And we can see also from this that how Islam has preserved the deen. That the whole for all, especially for aqaid, for masail, only those hadith are accepted where the whole chain of narrators are solid men. You can't put a finger on them, on any aspect, their personal life, their public life, their deen's life, anything. They are so solid. One narrator is a bit weak. Not really that is anything bad, but he's now weak. We say that the hadith is not weak. That one, that same hadith narrated by another chain of narrators in which there is no weak narrator, then that is a solid hadith. So anyway, the most solid hadith and with the most virtues for amal is with regard to the day of Jumu'ah. And that is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who does which six things for the day of Jumu'ah. For every step he takes coming to Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala writes 1 year's ibadat for him. Roza, keeping roza is also ibadat, but that is referred to separately there. Plus 1 year's roza sawab. Whole year, every step. So if we are living and we come walking to the masjid, we're living such a place, we take 500 steps to come for Jumu'ah. 500 years ibadat sawab is written. And 500 years roza sawab is written. Just if we do six simple things. and very simple, and most of us are doing all inshallah. Some of us just need a little adjustment. The one is to bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah every Muslim does. For Jummah, we bath, we wear clean clothes. The second is to come early. That we should try and come early. The third is to come walking. That is what we should do. And the hadith mentions clearly, la rakba fi, that we don't come by conveyance, by a vehicle. We come walking. People relocate, go and live in other areas, other countries, and people are moving. If we move just for the sake of deen, we live to some place that we don't have to come by vehicle to namaz. Even our 24, our 5 times namaz, Jummah especially, we take a walk and come. And just to get these virtues, it will be very much worth the while. So anyway, that is that we come, we bath and wear clean clothes. We come early, we come walking, and we sit as close as possible to the imam. That is the main thing where many people we lose out. We come to the masjid, we come early, but we sit on the side. We sit at the back. Some people will be gossiping in the wuzu khana. Some people in the car park, we're wasting our time. No, when we have come, sit as close as possible, and which means sit in the first saf. And the best place to sit is directly behind the imam. Then one place to the right, one place to the left, and until the first saf is not full, don't start the second saf. And in this way we fill, and this shows great discipline also. And Islam is full of discipline. How straight the rows must be, the saf, and how they must be filled properly from the front. Islam is full discipline. Military discipline of today, which is so advanced, cannot compare with the discipline which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us and which is in our deen. So we should sit as close as possible. The fifth is to listen attentively. Don't be half sleepy. Don't let our minds float around. Listen attentively. And the sixth is, don't do anything useless, frivolous, like playing with your watch, playing with your topi, your sleeves, your handcuffs you got, or something, playing with all these things. Just that. Just these six simple things. And for every step that we take to come for Jumu'ah, we get one whole year's ibadat sawab. And one whole year's roza sawabs. If we relocate and we go, if we are far from the masjid, 3, 4, 5 kilometers, many people, now the way our setup is, we travel from far to come for Jumu'ah, so to walk all the distance, and those who want to do it, it's not difficult. Personally, I know of a family, we haven't seen them, they were long before our time, but where my sister lived on a farm, where we turned off the main road to go there, this family lived there, on the corner. And that person, in those days, should walk, it works out to about 50 kilometers for Jummah. He should start 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he should go walking for they had no cars. There was no public transport on that route. There was no choice. But they wanted to make their Jummah, he should walk 50 to 70 kilometers to go and make his Jummah. So how much thawab he got for every step that he took. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayah that I recited, Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, that is what we must make our object, akhirah. Dunya is the means, is not the object. Unfortunately, by and large, the kuffar are kuffar, leave them alone. But we have taken that pattern. We have also, their object is dunya, just to live it up. Now we seeing them, we also want to live it up. They live it up with houses, with cars, with holidays, with lifestyle, all these things, what they are doing, those are, our objective must be deen, and see the people of deen and akhirat, that must be our objective. So akhirat, and akhirat is our objective, dunya is the means. A person who makes the means his object, that person is a failure in anything whatsoever. A person who gets admission in some darul room to study, that is the means to study now. But now I've got my admission, I've got my student number, and he's proud about that, and he's just sitting. not attending classes, not doing anything, that I've now achieved what I want. That person is a total failure. This is now the means to reach your object. So our means is the dunya. Allah made it. Our ruh which was there, our ruh could not make sajda. Our ruh could not keep roza. The body was required. So Allah, but now don't make the body the object. That we just worried. To a little sneeze, the medicine. Little bit some pain, x-rays. So go for a sauna. Go for this checkup, MRI, all that. And for our deen, I got pride. Major. I have to be in ICU. But that we don't even pay any attention to it. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of his murids, was in a hospital in Bombay, and the doctors wanted to operate. So he said, I'll first ask my spiritual guide, my spiritual doctor. He said, who's that now? We are your doctors here. Who's the spiritual doctor? So what is the spiritualism you're talking about? He says, you check my sugar. You tell me my sugar very high, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, many other things what are in my body. Can you tell me how much of anger I've got? And can you tell me how much of pride I've got? He said, no, that's not our domain. We can't do that. He said, that's the work of a spiritual doctor. So the body, we have got in our ruh, our spirit, we've got terrible diseases, and which have to be remedied more earnestly, more urgently, and more seriously than our body, what we have got some deficiencies. But we don't pay attention. So that is the object that our ruh we work on, our akhirat. And for that, Allah has given us our whole life just for that, not for dunya. As far as rozi also, Allah has promised, I will give you your rozi. As for a doctor, Allah is our doctor. Asbab and means we can use sunnati, it is no problem. But that's not the object. Our object is our deen, our akhirat, our ruh. So that is, and Ramadan is the ideal occasion to work. This is high care now. This is ICU treatment. And fortunate are those whom Allah put it in their heart, and they are coming for the Islahi program. The whole program here of Islah is for this purpose. So let us apply. If a person is in ICU, and the doctors want to work on him, and you turn this way, turn that way, no, I have to watch my cell phone. I have to see my news. I have to see the score of the sports. And I have to know the price of this and the price of that. How is it going to get treatment? We are here. So let us not be distracted by all other things of the dunya. To understand what purpose Allah has brought us here. Make shukr to Allah. Now the purpose for which we are here, let us understand, realize it, and realize it, that is, let us achieve it also. Allah has given us this opportunity, and a person who will get treated, like for example, a person was in, Allah save us all, motor car accident. He broke his legs, he broke his hand. After treatment, everything, now he can walk normal again. He doesn't need crutches, he's no more on a wheelchair, nothing. How happy he feels, the family feels. Much more than that, our spiritual diseases, if I've got anger which comes from pride, if that is in me, my house is Jahannam. When I enter the house, the wife for her, that the farishtas of Jahannam have come, and they're going to be punishing me now. And if the wife has got anger all the time, when you enter the house, you are entering like Jahannam when you enter. You know she's going to start off now. But if we treated ourselves and we brought the angelic qualities in us, the qualities of the farishtas, and we took out the animal qualities, then after Ramadan, you'll be like an angel. You'll be like, the wife will say, you're like a sweet lamb. Eh? And you're an angel. So that is what we have to bring within us. And the purpose here of our life and highlighted in Ramadan is to prepare for akhirat. And to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala to cleanse our soul, our ruh of all the filth and dirt. May Allah bring that reality in me also. We talk for this purpose, that we are reminded, and in all of us also, and the whole ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah guide us to His pleasure in every matter. وآخر دعوانا.